first time was in Beijing, and I remember sitting in Beijing in an old factory just across the studios of Weiwei, and Weiwei joined the jury and we sympathized immediately. When was that? I forgot. Must be many, many years ago. Okay. I'm Chris Durkan. I'm director of Tate Modern. And before I used to work in Munich, and I curated, co-curated, together with our curator Julian Dotz, the exhibition So Sorry of Ai Weiwei. So I knew China. I hosted the exhibition of the Swiss architect Herzog Dumeron, who of course worked together with Weiwei on the Olympic Stadium for Beijing for the Olympic Games called The Nest. And when we had that show, there was a section dedicated to collaborator artists of the architects Herzog Dumeron. They worked with many, many artists in the past, and one of their main collaborators, of course, was and still is Weiwei. So we showed Weiwei's work in that exhibition, and then at a conference in Munich, Digital Lifestyle Days, Weiwei visited Munich for the first time. He loved Munich because of the food. I think also because of the Bavarian lifestyle, which is a combination of provincialism, folklore and modernism, which is a combination of a digital lifestyle and what I would say rooted lifestyle. So very Chinese in a way. And he loved Munich and he came to see the building because I had offered him a show. And he said, "Ooh, I like this amazing building." The Haus der Kunst was the, until 1945, the private Kunsthalle of Hitler. Huge building. And he said, "It reminds me of home. It reminds me of the houses, the temples of this dictatorial regime." And it could never be big enough. It could never be colossal enough. So he felt at home, and so he decided to come up with a show specially made for, with, against this enormous, colossal, operatic kitsch spaces of the Haus der Kunst. So it became an almost exaggerated show in terms of scale. I'm not saying size, because Ai Weiwei is somebody who makes a difference between scale and size, which I think is very, very good. And he came up with amazing pieces, which were gigantic. And the public loved it. We had about 200,000 visitors. We had many activities, many reactions, but the show started off very, very bad. Because I remember coming back from my summer holidays, and the whole crew of China, we flew in about 20 Chinese people with cooks and everybody's secretaries. And Ai Weiwei didn't feel too well. Why? And I looked at him and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I have a headache since weeks." I said, "Just a headache? You must have a bad flight." He said, "Yeah, because of the flight, the headache got worse." He didn't look like the Weiwei I knew. And so that very night, it was a Sunday night, it was decided that he would go just to see a doctor in the hospital. Because, you know, a headache for many, many weeks. And the doctor was not there, but there was this Chinese patient, Ai Weiwei, who had then, he was lying in a room to rest. There was some testing going on. So the chief doctor, the neurosurgeon, decided just to walk along and to see that Chinese person who happened to be there, checked in by the Haus der Kunst, so he was kind of interested. And completely by chance, the chief surgeon walked in the room, he looked at Weiwei, he asked Weiwei questions, he asked Weiwei to do certain things with his arms, lifting up, holding still, looking. And after 10 minutes, the chief surgeon of that hospital, the university hospital, a specialist neurosurgeon, decided to operate Ai Weiwei immediately. Because there was a thrombose. And after that, the hospital said, if we would not have operated him immediately, there would be a fair chance that he would not be with us anymore. So what had happened is that he got beaten up. He got a blow by the police, which is, you will see that in the videos here in the exhibition at the Treia Kunsthalle. And he got a blow, and the blow provoked a thrombose, which is, of course, a blood swelling. So they decided immediately to drain the blood to make the pressure on his brain going away. And Wei Wei had to stay at least 10 days in the hospital, but already the third day after the operation, he was quite, you know, weak. Already started to Twitter, to photograph himself, to throw questions, and to direct the installation of the building from his hospital bed. He asked me also questions about Oktoberfest, the beer fest. So the first thing we did when he came out of the hospital was visiting the beer fest. And if you go on YouTube and you do Ai Weiwei, Chris Durcom, Oktoberfest Munich, you see actually that Ai Weiwei, within the background, the tunes of a Bavarian brass band is massaging my head, because I got an incredible headache as well of all these things which happened in Munich. So that's my story about Weiwei.